our hearts. Be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
You would turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 16, St. Paul says to Timothy, all scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, and for training in righteousness. I crowed to the other two preachers that God likes me best. I got the good lessons. Of course, I'm the one who sets the preaching schedule, so anyway. But I don't look at it. We have Jacob wrestling with God. We have Paul talking about the scriptures. We have that wonderful story about the widow and the judge. It's just great lessons. But this is really important, too. We don't choose the lessons. The lessons are chosen for us because we are a liturgical church and we follow a lectionary. And that lectionary is laid out on a 3-year plan so that you read all of the scriptures. If it were up to the three of us, and I'm sure I can speak for all three, and I say, we would go with the lessons that are, if we were choosing them, lessons that we want to hear and lessons that we want to preach on. And, I want to hear about the grace of God and the mercy of God. And, I'm going to choose those lessons that are most comfortable to be preaching on. But the lectionary lays it out so that you read through all of Holy Scripture every 3 years. And if you're following the daily lectionary, you follow through and you get all of the scriptures 2 years. So in every 5 years, every 3 years, you read through the scriptures twice. And that's awesome. That's a good thing because St. Paul says all scripture is inspired by God. All of it. God breathed. As a matter of fact, in the Greek, pasa graphe, all scripture, is theopneustos. Pneustos is from pneuma, spirit, breath, and theo, it's God breathed. God spoke it into existence. God speaks it by the Spirit into our lives. And that's what St. Paul is telling Timothy. Timothy is a young bishop. He's run into a lot of trouble early in his ministry. And so Paul is giving him instruction on how to deal with that, but he's also giving him encouragement. And there's an exhortation here for Timothy to be faithful to the scriptures, to God's word. And he gives in that verse 3:16, he gives four qualities for the Holy Scriptures. The Holy Scripture is God-breathed, yes, and useful, or profitable, or helpful, or whatever word you want to put into that, because it's an all-encompassing word there. All Scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, for rebuke, for correction, and for training in righteousness. But we need to look at those four qualities of the Scriptures for just a moment. Teaching, that word that Paul uses, didaskaleia, teaching is an opposition, as it were, to the various movements that were threatening the church. That's what Timothy was running into. He was running into opposition. And so St. Paul is saying, go to the scriptures. You're hitting your head up against the wall. Go to the scriptures. There is teaching, sound teaching here that will stand up, that will oppose these things that are coming against you. And rebuke, although I think there is a better word to translate that word. It's reproof, because it's not a sense of punishment, but it's a sense of convincing. All right. And the idea is that the Holy Scriptures can be used to convince those who are opposed to the church, to the Lord, to the Scriptures. The Holy Scriptures can be used to refute those false arguments that they are making and to prove what is right and what is true. And then there's correction. But again, it's not a matter of the sense of punishment, but a matter of the sense of restoring something, correcting in the sense that there's something out of place here, but we need to put it in the right place. And so to raise it up, to restore it to its right order, that the convinced may receive, those who were convinced by the word, can be received into a right relationship with God and with the church. And then finally, teaching, training, correcting in righteousness. And this is, that word here in the Greek is paideion, which comes from the root of child, paidos, paideion, okay? And that is a little child. And so what Paul is saying to Timothy is, you need to approach the Scriptures and be taught like you were a little child, going to school, learning, understanding. And God is your father, and God will show you the right way to walk in his word. Okay? So, all scripture is God-breathed and useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Why? That a man of God might be capable for every good work. If we've got the scriptures, we've got everything we need, Paul is saying. We have the God-breathed word of God. Now, those who are opposed to the truth, those who were coming against Timothy, they haven't gone away. In case you hadn't noticed, they're still alive today. Not the same men, but the same opposition is still alive today and at work. And that opposition will try to woo you, as it were, away from the truth. And so we get to the place where we need to understand, how do you use these scriptures? What do we do with it? We have a hint, as it were, in the Old Testament lesson today. Who was it Jacob wrestled with? God? Yeah. Or at least an angel of God, for sure. We need to do the same thing. We need to wrestle with God. We need to wrestle with his word. So often, I was thinking about this morning when I was praying. I used to work for the Dallas Cowboys. Are you impressed? I worked for the Dallas Cowboys. I washed their uniforms. I did. When I was in high school, I worked for Chuck Halley Cleaners. Chuck Halley was a linebacker for the Dallas Cowboys, and he owned a dry cleaning establishment, and he had a contract with the Cowboys to wash their uniforms. So I would go up to Chuck Halley Cleaners every day after school. I would drive the truck over to the practice field. I'd pick up their practice uniforms, bring them back, wash them, fold them, have them ready to go, and then the truck would take them again in the morning. Okay, that's what I did to make a living there in high school. But there was a man who worked there who was the janitor. And he would see me sitting there reading my Bible while the uniforms were going through their washing cycle, okay? And I would bring my Bible every day and I'd read it. And one day he came up to me and he said, "Why do you do that?" And I said, "It's the word of God. I want to hear from him." And he says, "Well, I read it through from cover to cover once, and that's plenty enough for me." And how many Christians abide by that? We were at the dinner, the Scripture Awakening dinner, and wasn't that the statistic said that of evangelical Christians, 10% do not?
One in 10.
1 in 10 read their Bible every day. And that's evangelical Christians. That's not a good statistic, folks. That's not a good thing. What Paul is saying to Timothy and what God is saying to us is that he wants us to immerse ourselves in that word and wrestle with it. There are things in the scriptures that are troubling. There are things in the scriptures we don't understand. There are things in the scriptures that are going to rebuke you and correct you. And so when we come upon those things, what do? Wrestle with it. Oh my God, I feel really convicted by this word. Oh Lord, please forgive me. Whatever it is that I've done, show me how I can get back on the right path. Oh God, look, you're telling me that you are all powerful and all glorious. Have you looked at the world? It doesn't look like it. Please, Lord, tell me what I can do. Whatever it is, wrestle with it. And what's so beautiful about that is, and this is the relationship sermon, is that it brings us into a closer relationship with Him. God wants us to be in that kind of relationship with Him where we're talking to Him, but even more importantly, listening to Him. What are you saying? And His Spirit, the same Spirit that God breathed into that written word, will God breathe into our spirit that we may get that word of wisdom, that understanding, that knowledge of His way. The same God who breathed life into the written word, breathed life into the incarnate word, breathes life into His body, the church. And us individually as part of it. I have no idea where I am in my notes. Let me catch up. What's that?
You're in the relationship.
Oh, it's the relationship sermon. That's what it is. All right. Oh, in wrestling with God. And look what Jacob said to God when he was wrestling with God. God, the angel said, "Let me go, for dawn is breaking." But what did Jacob say in response to that? He said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." That should be our attitude as we come to the scriptures and we are wrestling with the scriptures. God, I'm not going to let this go until you bless me, until you give me your word for what you want me to do. In this circumstance, in this place. So let the word of God challenge you. Don't let go until you receive His blessing. Paul warned Timothy in chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Paul warned Timothy, "For the time will come when they will not tolerate those who are opposing. They will not tolerate sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance with their own desires, that they will turn their ears away from the truth and will turn aside into myths." In one sense, this is even more true today than it was in Paul's day, because we have the curse of the internet. I don't like what I'm reading over here in this part of the Bible, so I'm going to go on to the internet and see what some others have said about that. And so the ones who you go to, they say, "Oh, well, you know, you can reject that because it's Old Testament or whatever." And then because of the computer algorithms that are used by Google and other search engines, you're going to get about 50 other suggested websites to go to that will tell you that this isn't the Word of God, or you don't need to pay any attention to it, or give you a heretical expression of that particular verse. It happens, friends. Listen. Give you an example of how that algorithm works. I was sharing this with Father Chris not too long ago. When the Harshbargers were celebrating their 50th anniversary, I put together a page with all the different things that were popular when they got married back in the 1970s, including miniskirts. And I had to get a little picture of a woman in a miniskirt. for weeks afterward, I was getting all these advertisements from Google about where I could buy miniskirts. You don't think they're going to do the same thing with the scriptures and with the heretical teachings that are out there on the internet? Yes, they will. I promise you they will. Don't do that. Wrestle with it and let God breathe his life into us as you are reading. And here's another beautiful thing that God has provided for us, his body. When you're wrestling with it, don't call Google. Call your friends in the church. Call you. Call me. Call Ken. Call Christopher. Call one another and wrestle together with the word. Prayer partner with somebody. Agree to read scriptures together daily. If you need a Bible reading program, let us know. We'll be glad to tie you up with one. Yeah. Father David has hundreds of them. I'm sure. You can get them online for free through Scripture Awakening. There you go. And this advertisement was free of charge, Father David. All right. But one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us is each other. And we can walk this walk together, wrestle together. Jesus is the incarnate word, and we are his body, and his spirit dwells in us, and he will continue to speak to us. So why go anywhere else? I do read according to the lectionary, not only on Sundays, but on my daily through the lectionary that we use in the Fellowship of St. Benedict. And yesterday, we were reading from Amos chapter 8. And I was just blown away by the apropos timing of this word. In Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, it says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it." They're running to all the wrong places. They're running to the north and to the east. They're going to the internet. They're going to wherever it is. But they're not immersing themselves in the word. God has given us his living word. Why would you go anywhere else? And we need to do it daily, brothers and sisters. It's not just listen to the word on Sunday and hear Father Chris or Father David or me preach about it. It's a daily immersing ourselves in the word and wrestling with it so that God will speak to us daily in our lives. If you need a Bible reading program, let us know. We also have a group of people right now who are doing St. Benedict's Bible teaching. You can join them and wrestle with them as well. You need not wander. You need not frit about. The word of God is here. The word of God is sure. Wrestle with the word of God. And let us wrestle together the body of Christ. Amen.